Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Feel. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Carl Taylor. Batting sixth, the catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball four. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive towards third. Feel catches it and throws to first to double up Alou. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-1 in the game. Feel hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ali catches it and throws to first to double up Agee. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gosger strikes out. One out. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-2 in the game. Feel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Ag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Sanguilan and he is out, Patek applying the tag. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ellis moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardwell bunts towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gosger is walked intentionally. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-3 in the game. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanguilan moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Freddy Patek. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanguilan moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Martinez now playing shortstop. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alou bunts towards first. Clendenin fields the ball and throws to McGraw covering. Safe. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.